relationship. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Acts 16:30 and 31 says, then he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Some of my favorite passages right there, straight from the Word of God, Acts 16:30 and 31. Well, good Thursday to you, friend. It is so good to hang out with you on this Thursday, this August 27th, 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll. This is, of course, Mark and Friends. I'm the Friends part, and it's an honor to be a friend here to this radio ministry and a friend to you. It's great to just gather around this table, so to speak, this imaginary table, and just kicking back and fellowshipping. It's really an honor to sit behind this microphone and do this program each and every Thursday. Hope you're having a great week. It's been a warm week. Oh my, it's been a warm week. My, you know, we haven't had much rain in the last, what, week and a half, I think. And, at least I don't have to be mowing my lawn this week. We have a good over an acre of land. So I guess I get the week off, I guess, but it's nothing but a crisp, good old crispy grass. That's what we got for sure. Well, hey, we've been talking about this bus trip for quite some time. It's the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia bus tour. Well, that's been, well, somewhat canceled because of COVID-19. Some of the Philadelphia sites that we were planning on seeing is now closed. So we are rerouting our focus, so to speak. You like that play on words there for the bus trip. We're offering a Best of Branson adventure, September 28th through October 2nd. It's 5 days, 4 nights on a deluxe motor coach to Branson and back with some great hotel accommodations, some great meals, and outstanding shows. My family and I had a chance to go to Branson earlier this year. Just a wonderful place to visit. It really is so much to do. You need more than just 2 or 3 days to soak it all in. So if you want to get more information about the bus trip to Branson, go ahead and reach out to this ministry, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, as you know, this is certainly an election year. That is for sure. And some have said that this is the most important election in the history of our nation. And so today from Mark and Friends, we're going to hear a message from the late, great Pastor E.V. Hill. This was recorded back, I believe, in 1992 at a Promise Keepers gathering, and that, too, was an election year. And he briefly talked about the election, but our responsibility as Christians in it all. He's going to be talking about the true identity of a Christian man. And it's not only crucial for us to know who we are, but also to make sure others know who we are and to act on our identity in Christ, to act on our identity in Christ. And so today, for Mark and Friends, friend, we are going to hear some old-fashioned preaching from Dr. E.V. Hill. He was the senior pastor at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles for 42 years. The Lord called him home back in 2003. And so today, let's go back to 1992 at a Promise Keepers event. There's some good old-fashioned preaching from Dr. E.V. Hill on a man and his identity.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. We have the right crowd here at the right place. God has greatly blessed us. There are two passages of Scripture that I want to lead you into thinking with me with. One is found in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, beginning with verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you shall show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And then, of course, in my favorite passage, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And with the shield of faith, you may be able to quench every fiery dart of the wicked. The first thing that I think it is very important tonight is to identify us. I believe it is important. I believe it is very essential that the media and strangers who have come to be with us tonight know exactly who we are. First of all, I would say that I would want to talk about who we are not. We are not people who have placed their faith in materialism or humanism. We are not people who have given up. We are a people of hope. We are a people of determination. We are a people with a message from God. We are a people of love, of mercy, and a message of salvation. Our message is very, very clear. And we are here to lift up our candidate who is campaigning for your life. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the Son of God. And if you let him, you will have one who will be able to direct your path in all of these other important but minor situations. We are identified with Christ because we believe that life begins at finding yourself. And no one has found themselves who have not found the right relationship with their Creator. And the only way you can find your right relationship with your Creator is to find Jesus Christ. For you get to the Father only through the Son. We believe and we have accepted and we have experienced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's that. Because we have been identified and we identify ourselves with Him, it should be very clear. I should never forget, on one of Mr. Donahue's shows, when Pat Robinson was running for president, there was a discussion of what would it be like if he or any Christian would be elected president of the United States. A youngster got on the microphone, about 20 years old, and he said, "Oh my God, what a travesty. What a breakdown. The world would almost self-destruct." And I thought how pitiful and how unfortunate it is for him and thousands of others to not know what happens to you when you accept Christ. There are millions of people who evidently feel that we turn into some type of vermin or some type of beast, some type of animal out of this world. Because there are people who believe that the worst thing that can happen is that Christians rise up and take this country for Christ. I suggest that the greatest thing that can happen is for Christians to rise up and take this country for Christ. And so we're here because we believe the Lord Jesus Christ. We became acquainted with him first by hearing the word of God. As I look out over this throng of people, I am so excited because there are enough of us right here to take every hamlet, village, city, and town, take to it the message of Jesus Christ. 10 or 12, 15 years ago, when J. Edgar Hoover was head of the FBI, he invited a number of leaders, some 200 or more, to New York to discuss the plight of our country as it related to subversive activities. He invited us to hear about the left wing and the right wing movement in the United States. I, for one, was not really interested in neither the right wing nor left wing. It was the bird that I was concerned. All right wing birds have a left wing. And so all of a sudden, with these 200 people on the 40th floor at the Hilton Hotel, they began to discuss the Black Panther Party and its impact upon New York City. That the Panthers have New York. The Panthers were roaming the streets of New York. The Panthers had shut up all stores after 5 o'clock in Harlem, New York, and Upper New York. The Panthers had closed down the Central Park for the most part. The Panthers made millions of people cross the bridges hurrying out of New York. The Panthers had fear gripped New York City. Millions of people, nearly 4 million of people, fled because the Panthers were on the march. And so I asked Mr. Sullivan a question. I knew the answer, but I wanted everybody else to know it. I said, Mr. Sullivan, how many Panthers are active in New York? How many of them are causing stores to be locked up? How many of them are causing churches not to have worship at night? How many of them are closing down Central Park at night, Lover's Lane? How many of them have gripped the town with fear? What is the active membership of the Black Panther Party of New York? Mr. Sullivan said, 81. 81, running 4 million people across the bridges. 81, closing down churches and businesses. 81, causing fear to grip and shutting down the places of social activity. Just 81. My friends, there needs to be a condemnation of the Black Panthers' activity, but there needs to be a compliment of their effectiveness. Because as I look out over here, there's 81 everywhere I look. And we are not closing down nothing. We are not closing down institutions of ill repute, abortion centers and what have you. We're not closing them down. And there are more than 81 of us here. But those 81 were dedicated to the point of their own lives. They cared not for their lives. And they were effective in closing down New York. And I have come here tonight to plead, to beg, that these 20,000 men of God, multiplied 81 many times, will leave here with the word so fired up until every city, every community, every church will be turned upside down. We can do it. because of who we are. We can do it because of who we are. Listen again at who we are because we have been identified with Jesus Christ. Listen again to Peter, the second chapter, with this Bible stuck together from rain. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. Because we have been identified with Christ, there is a royalness in us. I'm more than a boy reared in poverty and discrimination in Texas. I'm more than a boy that lived in a log cabin. I am now a member of the family of God. I'm a royal priest. I'm a child of the King. Now, having been redeemed through our identification with Jesus Christ, I wished it was so that all that we had to do was come here to Boulder and enjoy ourselves. I wished it was so that all we had to do was shout to the glory of God. But my friends, our communities will not permit us to remain on this mountain. Our communities loaded and riddled with dope. Our community is filled with the homeless. And our community is filled with those with no food. I feed from 2,000 to 5,000 people every week at the Lord's kitchen, people who are hungry. Our community, the economics is low and understandably so. Our community is still filled with racism. Our community, unfortunately, is building tall brick walls separating Hispanics from each other, Afro-Americans from each other, white people from each other. There's work for us to be done. These are the fiery darts of the wicked, and he's firing them at us. Everywhere we go, Satan is on his job. We who have been identified with Christ must get what we can on this mountain, but leave this mountain and go wherever we have come from and make a difference in the name of Jesus. Paul gives us a shouting verse. He says, with the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able. He didn't say it is possible. He didn't say maybe. He said, with the shield of faith, our faith, with that faith as our shield, we can quench, we can squash, we can destroy, we can put out of business every fiery dart of the wicked. Well, you didn't shout loud enough. So let's put it another way. Let's put it another way, and you ought to shout. Every fiery dart of the wicked can be put out. The homeless can be sheltered. The hungry can be fed. The lost can be saved. The homes can be redeemed. The children can be saved. We can overcome. We can be all right. So I send you forth with a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by every foe. I send you forth from here this weekend, bold and venturous. Go out there and witness to the lost. Organize for the gangs. Organize for the hookers. Organize for the pimps. Bring them all back to God's fold. They are God's children. Let's start a bonfire right here and let it spread. I have written have written a special poem for this occasion. I dedicate it to every one of you. Go on. 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 The second verse. Go on. Go on. Go on.
To get you up and going here on this Thursday. Pastor E.V. Hill, I'll tell you what, that message was preached 20, 30 years ago, but still oh so relevant today in 2020. We need to be reminded of who we are and be people of action, people who act, people who are proactive, because he reminded us that we are people of hope. We have the greatest message. We have the greatest truth that people so desperately need to hear. So as we continue on in this election season, let us pray for our leaders. Let us go out and vote. But friend, let us go out and be salt and light. If you missed any of today's message or would like to re-listen to it, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. And right there on the right-hand side, there's audio programs, archive programs section right there. Just click on the correct year, correct date, correct day, and you can re-listen to today's program. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.